This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito, with you. Friends, I thank you for joining me here today on this Thursday. Maybe it's Thursday morning, 7 a.m. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here. Here to make your drive time a little bit better this morning as you get the Word of God in you this morning. Maybe it's lunchtime, 11:45. You're stepping out for a bite to eat. Thank you for having us tuned in. Or at night, we've been on for 14 years now at the time, 8:45 in the evening. God bless you. Thanks for tuning us in here today. I just want to take a moment and thank you all for your support, for your ears, for your encouragement, and through your listening for the voice of God here in His Word. And we're going to continue that today. And I pray you would continue to do what you do. Listen, hear the Word of God, and then put into practice what He's speaking to you here today. We're in a sermon here, and it's a tough word. It really is. I was reluctant to preach this one. It's out of Galatians chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul starts, and anytime he uses this phrase, see that no one deceives you, meaning, people are going to say, nah, don't listen to that guy. He's that old, you know, the old word on Paul is he was a bald-headed Jew with a hook nose. You can hear the arrogance. Nah, don't listen to that guy. That old bald-headed Jew with the hook nose, what does he know what he's talking about? He says, take heed, see that no one deceives you. Same as he said in 1 Corinthians 6 when he gave us a list of people that'll never see the inside of heaven. And there's two kinds of thieves in that list. There's two kinds of homosexuals, the active and passive in that list. But he starts it with see that no one deceives you. Because though he can anticipate what the complaint's going to be. Nah, don't listen to that guy. Here it is. See that no one deceives you. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. That's what we're talking about here in this message. This probably will be the last one. We'll be back again tomorrow with Matthew chapter 24. We're looking at the last two of the last four groups that mock God. Starting with the church, we've looked at the Supreme Court, society out here today. The church is the third group that mocks God, and then you'll hear what the fourth one is coming up. Enjoy today's program here. God is not mocked.
The third group that mocks God, the church. The church, the supposed church of Jesus Christ, mocks God. How's that, you say? By ordaining homosexuals, male and female, to serve in leadership positions at the church. Pastors, deacons, and bishops. The Episcopal Church was led by a man who divorced his lifelong wife and moved in with his boyfriend. At least until group number one, the Supreme Court did what they did, and then he married his boyfriend. While he's the head of the church. And this man, his name was Vicky. I can see where his problem started from. His mother named him Vicky. Again, I'm thinking of Johnny Cash, of a boy named Sue. Here, you got a pastor named Vicky. Where was his dad to help his fanny along growing up? What do you do with a pastor who tells you it's okay to be homosexual? Then there's the case of the Presbyterian Church, USA. And I wish the woman was here today, who was here last week, because she came out of that. They had a two-day meeting. The first day they meted to wash their hands of Israel. They sold all their stock in Motorola and Caterpillar. And they swore off the nation of Israel. Then they go back to their hotels, come back the next day, and decided to vote and ordain gays and lesbians into the ministry. How's that for a camp meeting? This mocks God when you do this. Just because they don't drop dead in the streets today like they used to, it doesn't mean they're going to get away with this. This is not advisable to do. Churches also mock God by not preaching sin and repentance. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross because of your sin. God has an issue with sin, in case you haven't noticed. The new thing in churches today is not to offend people by talking about sin, but rather talking about love and the love of God. All right, I'll bite that. The greatest verse in the Bible is John 3:16. God so loved the world that he what? Gave. What does that mean? Somebody died. His only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not what? Die. Even the greatest verse in the world. Preachers need to talk about sin and judgment. It's like going to a doctor and you're sick and the doctor goes, oh, you're fine. Have a nice day. If there's something wrong with you, you want the doctor to tell you. Especially if the doctor's got it in his power to make it right. Imagine that. You go to a doctor that can't help you is one thing, but you go to one that's got the power and the authority and the knowledge of how to make it right, and he tells you, you're fine. Have a nice day. What kind of doctor would that be? We've got a sin problem, the church. People do. Look at what Isaiah wrote about Jesus Christ. We esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. Look at all these words. Stricken, smitten, afflicted, wounded, bruised, chastised, stripes, grief. Because God's got a problem with sin. So much so, he let his son die on the cross. And because he loves you just that much too. But as your physician today, I tell you, make things right. Jesus Christ didn't die in vain. All you need to do is turn, repent of your sins, and receive him as your Lord and Savior. We all have mocked God. That'll take me to my next point. The fourth group that mocks God, you. You can put on your handout, me. Right on there, me. You mock God. Sorry. Look at the context of this sermon, Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. For, see the word for here, verse 8, first word. It's a joining word to join that terrible promise with the following explanation. For he who sows to his flesh, there's the mocker. There's the Christian mocker. Not the atheist and the unbeliever and all of the scoffers and agnostics and unbelievers. This is the Christian who calls himself Christ follower. He who sows to his flesh. See, this fits right in context of what we've looked at every week here. We looked at just last week, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. This is right along lines on this. Now he calls it mocking God. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So yes, according to this text, you and I mock God by planting seeds towards a future harvest that benefit or indulge our flesh. Let me say that again. We mock God when we sow seeds that are going to benefit our flesh, is what he calls here mocking God. Paul also said in Romans 8:12, therefore, brothers, we are debtors. That means obligated, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. Where is that in the Bible, you ask? Romans 8:13. If you live according to the flesh, New King James says you shall die. The King James says you must die. New American Standard says it too. But I always, there's the contrary. Here's the way out now. Here's the way to do it right. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So to continue to live the type of life you lived before you were saved, after all that God has done for you, makes a mockery of the cross. Not after all God's done for you. Why would you want to continue to live like that? Hebrews 10:26 says this, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, then there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy that has trampled the Son of God underfoot and has counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified as a common thing and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. So in this regard, you and I mock God by living a lifestyle of sin after we've been saved and disregarding the blood of Jesus Christ and regard the blood of Christ as a common thing, something to be taken lightly because it's a serious thing. Look what happens when you read 1 Corinthians 11 for taking communion in an unholy manner. Remember that? We look at it every month here. For he who eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. This is a serious thing, the blood of Christ. So serious, it can demolish and blow away any enemy that you have in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus Christ will destroy your enemies because it's a serious thing. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. No demon can withstand under the blood. No one can. As much as you're in trouble for being flippant with it, is as much power as you have through standing behind it and using it, applying it. Amen. There's great power in the blood. Isn't that a song? So my question to you is, why don't we see the same things happening today as we saw back then for people that mock God?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.